Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Place downtown has been lifted. It was lifted an hour ago.
Good.
So they caught the bad guy. Everything's clear. Everything's good. No shelter in place downtown. That's got to make a lot of people downtown very, very happy.
Yep.
Very happy. It's so funny. I've been so torn between getting like a little place downtown or a little place in Deckers.
Yeah.
Man.
What you going to do?
I'm going to get a Deckers.
Decker,
gonna,
huh? That's a quite a contrast.
I know it is.
I mean, from
when I go downtown, I love it. Like when I went downtown opening day, I was like, "Oh my god, I love downtown! It's so awesome and so alive and amazing and all that." And then I went out to Decker's yesterday, and I stood out there in the wilderness, and the only you don't realize how loud everything is until you stand there in the pine trees, and all you hear is this.
Well, don't you kind of have a little bit of both where you live right now?
No.
I mean, you got the quietness for the most part. I mean, it's not that super loud
Still
where you are.
Still haven't seen a bear, though.
And then you've got, you know, the amenities of getting over to, you know, if you need to use a coin-operated laundry.
Right. But you know, BJ, nothing's ever enough. Nothing.
You
is
don't
ever
have laundry mats out in the Deckers.
Oh, yeah, you do, actually.
You do?
Yeah, you have a lot of them, probably. I would think.
I think if I were doing what you're going to do, I'd go with the SETI man. I like the hustle and bustle.
The hustle and bustle?
Of the city.
And the shelters
in
place.
Yeah, I want to hear the light rail go by.
Yeah, I know. It's way different. You're right. It's a whole different vibe. And by the way, I thought of you yesterday as I was driving to Deckers. Yeah.
Well, what happened?
There are these blind turns. I mean, and Sean's been there a lot. I went past Deckers. This cabin is like, I don't even know what the next city is, but I was way past the Deckers. And there are blind turns with rocks. Where you're like, oh God, please don't be anybody around there. My God, as you turn.
Yeah.
And these people are local, so they're just coming around those rocks.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
You saw a rock and you thought of me.
Yes, because I saw a bunch of them on the road with water around them.
That they fell in into the road,
and
I'm terrified of that because I don't like driving through the canyons and stuff on the interstate.
I almost pulled over, but it was too steep because they don't even care on this road.
Yeah,
they've just cut through it with no nets, no nothing. They've cut through it, but it says slide area, danger slide area. I mean, there's signs everywhere, and the mud has just come down, and nobody's swooped it back up. You just drive around it.
Yeah, they got shoes downtown.
Huh?
I think I'd choose downtown.
I thought
over
you said,
that environment.
I thought you said choosy. Well, I don't know what you said.
I feel like you think of me often.
I do, because then there was another one.
That you thought of me?
Yeah. So it said slide area, right? Use caution. And then there's mud everywhere all over the road. And then number two, it said climb to safety and live. This was a wash area, flash flood area.
Really?
Yeah. And it had people like this climbing.
Yeah.
Like they were going to die?
Yeah, those silhouettes?
Yeah.
On the signs?
And it showed them climbing up the rocks, like, climb to safety or else you'll die in the flash flood.
I don't know if I could climb out of there.
It looked pretty steep.
It takes some, a little bit of athleticism to get out of there.
And then the other sign said no snowplows from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Well, you want to keep it quiet.
But 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., if I'm having a blizzard, they better be out there.
No. You don't want to wake somebody up. I mean, that's why you're out there, Jamie, to deal with the elements.
Guess.
I mean, you don't need a snowplow. You need to choose downtown.
I just thought
you're not even a good frontier person.
I'm not.
You're not.
I know.
What is that show where they live on the frontier? What's that called? It's the women that are in the lifting those heavy pots and they build their own fire and they got no electricity. It's a show that's on TV. Pioneer Wives?
Pioneer Women?
Is that it?
I feel like I've heard something like that.
Pioneer Women, I think it is. That's going to be you.
I got to watch that show.
You should watch
get some tips.
It will get you all acclimated to your Deckers adventure.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Lord.
Because I feel like you're not going to survive out there.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Okay. I don't know. I might. It was kind of crazy. I'm like, oh, this is a lot out here. I mean, way past Deckers. Yeah. I don't even know where it was. And then the real estate agent, because the road is so treacherous in this one part where I don't even know where we were. We were off the beat. She got a flat tire, and then she had a donut tire. And so she's like, so sorry, but I can't make it to the cabin to unlock it because this road is just too bad.
Jeez.
2 hours I drove.
Well, things go slow when you get out in the country.
Two hours.
It's not like the city, Jamie. You get out in the country, man, people are like, oh, you know, we can get to it tomorrow, Belle. No big deal.
I drove 2 hours to show up to a cabin, and the lady's like, I have a donut tire, and I saw that road to that cabin, and it is just too treacherous, and I just, nope.
I saw a car about 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. We were getting off the same exit, but we'd both been going, because this car was right there next to me. So we'd been going for probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles at about 75 miles per hour. We get off at an exit, because I can't tell at 75 miles per hour. We get off at the next exit. He gets off the same one I get off of. He's got a donut tire on. And I'm thinking, how dangerous is that? He was doing 75 miles per hour on the freeway with a donut tire.
Oh.
And those donut tires, they're about half the size of your other tires.
Wow. That is dangerous.
That is the worst invention. The donut tire. You go out and spend $40,000 on a new car, and they throw a donut tire in as your spare. Gosh, that makes me angry.
Do they still do that? Because my tire's full size.
If you go out and spend, you know, $80,000 on a really nice car,
they'll give me my fifth tire free.
And if you go out and buy, like, let's say you buy a $60,000 F-250 pickup, you're going to get a standard size tire. But if you go out there and buy, let's say, a Cube.
Oh. They wouldn't give him a full size
wait
tire.
Wait a minute.
I think all his tires are donuts.
My mistake. Yeah, they're all donuts. Yours comes standard with 5 donuts, right, Sean?
Yes.
all his are donuts.
So if you go out and buy, let's say you go buy a Chevy Impala.
Okay.
You're going to get a donut. What a ripoff.
That's so dumb. The donut tire. Whoever invented the donut tire?
Are we going to do some tabloid trash? We're running out of time already.
No, I'm super busy just talking about donut tires. I love donut tires. Okay, listen to this, you guys. I think Taylor Swift, oh my God, I think she's dropping something tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yesterday. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. April 26th is coming.
I'm not sure she is. You know me. I'm one of the biggest Swiftie fans in the world.
It says,
I would know this, Jamie.
It says it
I keep my ear to the ground.
That something big is on its way from Taylor Swift. Now, we don't know if it's a lifestyle brand. We don't know if it's like shoes, sunglasses, suits, or if it's new music.
Nah, I'm going to say lipstick.
Lipstick?
Yeah. I would know. I'm one of the biggest Swifties. I've been to like 16 concerts. You know me, Jamie. I travel just to see Taylor. And I've not heard anything. I mean, the Swifties would be talking.
We have to wait till tomorrow to see what Swift has up her sleeve. Everything she's been posting and wearing seems to be a sign of what fans can expect.
Hmm.
In fact, there's been so many crazy clues. On October 21st, she wrote, "Let's the games begin." And there was a picture of her and her mom playing Scrabble. But then, I guess, April 13th is National Scrabble Day.
April 13th?
Ooh, sneaky.
So crazy.
April 13th?
Yeah, it's National Scrabble Day. So crazy, isn't it?
All right.
So we don't know what that means.
Well, we're way past April 13th. Today's the 23rd.
I'm giving you all the clues that she said.
Oh, the past clues.
Fans who purchased Swift's 2019 calendar also noticed that certain days were stamped off, including April 13th. Flash forward to January 1st of this year, and a mysterious message was tweeted from Swift's official fan account, Taylor Nation. The tweet included 115 rainbow emojis. What do you think that means?
Rainbows.
And they're saying, if you do the math, there are 115 days from January 1st to April 26th.
Whoa. Sweet.
Why haven't I been paying attention to
that? I don't know. Wait, there's more. Even more interesting is the fact that the tweet was in response to a fan who had watched Swift's Reputation concert movie on Netflix, which was released on New Year's Day. The rainbow dress, the dancers' rainbow costumes, the rainbow confetti. It's all so magical.
Get out of here.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to investigate this.
So we're thinking it has something to do with rainbows and Scrabble.
Tomorrow.
I'm just.
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow's the day. You might want to stay up. I bet she drops it at midnight.
Really?
Oh, how many hours, Sean?
15 hours, 4 minutes, 45 seconds.
Oh, God, you got to post that.
Okay, I will.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now, the countdown is on. You can also sign up to receive updates, which I have done.
What happens in 15 hours?
We don't know. But this is a web. It's like we got clouds.
Yeah.
It's very pastel-y.
It is pastel-y.
And then sparkle.
Oh, sparkle. See, she got sparkles.
See the sparkly, glittery sparkle?
Woo! 15 hours, 4 minutes, and 22 seconds.
So close.
This is the saddest news you're going to hear all day, and I,
I feel like we've already heard.
Hey! This is super duper sad.
What's that?
Taylor was uplifting. You love her.
What's the most saddest news of the day?
American Idol's going to be canceled.
Sure looks that way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a
it
dirge.
It looks like the dirge known as American Idol is getting canceled. Sources say no official announcement has been made, but viewers dropping from 7.2 million to 6 million. The show is dead in the water. A recent episode that saw contestants singing the songs of Disney just drew over 4 million viewers, which is an all-time low. The new version on ABC has struggled from the very start, and I think it might be over, my friend.
Yeah, I think Ryan Seacrest is in the fetal position this morning.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Well, you know, it just never worked for me with Lionel Richie, who was it? I forgot who the country guy is, and Katy Perry. It just never really worked for me.
You know what baffles me is the people that make these decisions to come back with these shows and to throw them on network television again or even cable. We all see it before they do. We all see that this is not going to work before they do. And they're supposed to be the smartest people in the industry. And yet we all look at each other and go, what the hell are they doing?
We did say what the hell.
It's like that movie they shot with the female cast of Ghostbusters.
Oh, you're so mad about that still.
Did you and I not say it, Jamie, for a year?
Yeah, don't
when
do
they
it.
Announced that, we said, leave Ghostbusters alone.
We did.
People don't care if it's an all-female cast. They did the same thing with Ocean's 11, right? And they came back with that thing with a different cast. It's like, leave the classics alone.
The classics are classic, my friend.
I'm baffled to how we see it, and they don't.
Because we're amazing.
American Idol never had a shot coming back.
Not after The Voice.
The Voice had killed them.
Yeah,
it's over. Done. Live with it. Move on. You made plenty of money on it.
Yeah, call it a day. Yeah,
Ryan Seacrest.
I mean, you had merchandise. You had all that stuff. I mean, people were American Idol crazy.
Why?
I don't know. Who were the last judges? What, Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, and somebody else?
Was Mariah Carey on?
Was she?
She was on for a while, but I don't know if she was one of the last.
You know who killed it for them is that not bringing Simon back.
Yeah.
Simon made the show.
Simon was the show.
He was the show. Yeah. And the
people
fact that...
People love to hate him.
Yeah, and the fact that he pulled out of there, it never, ever performed again. Yeah, because everybody loved to hate Simon.
Paula Abdul was a basket case, but she was good for the show.
Because she was a dingbat.
Randy Jackson.
Perfect.
They're classic.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
That was the perfect combo right there. All right, anyway. And then finally, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson are pumping the brakes. Are you sad?
Yeah.
God, I feel like I had no good news today.
I feel like that we saw this coming too, but...
45 and he's 25. I guess they you know, it's that, what's that called, a rebound? And so all of a sudden he was just like, I love you, Kate. I love you, Kate. I can't be alone, Kate. Oh, my God. Ariana broke my heart, Kate. And so he was just suffocating her, they say. Like, just like a Klingon, like a dingleberry. Like, everything horrible. Just, ah. And she's like, dude, back off a little bit, man. And so she's pumped the brakes on it, saying, you know, he's a little needy. Just like, get off my jock.
Yeah.
And so they're still dating, but she just needs him to calm down a little bit.
She didn't really take this guy seriously, did she? I mean, she looks like she's well-educated, a very affluent uppity class, sophisticated. Yeah. And he looks like he just came off the streets of New York and goofy and dumb. He could be in the next Dumb and Dumber movie.
He does look like he could be in the
Could be.
Yeah. I know. And I guess they're saying that he was just like, please love me. Please love me.
That was his rebound love.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
the Ariana thing.
So still dating, but just the love has ended. All right. There you go. Tablet.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.